from KQED.
This Sunday is Valentine's Day, and if you're coupled up, heart-shaped chocolates and red roses might be on your agenda. And if you're single, well, Valentine's Day may rank right up there with New Year's Eve for most dreaded days of the year. For Louise Rafkin, every week is a celebration of romance and love, not her own necessarily, but other people's. She writes the On the Couch column for the San Francisco Chronicle, where each week she writes the story of how people met and fell in love. Louise, good to see you.
Great to be here.
What I didn't mention is that you also write some of the wedding announcements for the New York Times.
I do.
So you're obviously, in one way or another, for one reason or another, drawn to relationships. So what is it about them that interests you?
Well, I feel like an anthropologist. It's something I don't personally understand very much. So every week I go out and I get to learn something about how other people do it. So for me, it's really exciting. I love doing the vows for the New York Times. You get to really understand someone's story. And the On the Couch for me in San Francisco has illuminated our culture and society and the places I go every day so much. It, not just where and how people meet, but how they got to America, what they value in their relationships, what kind of choices they make to stay together or not stay together. It's fascinating every week for me.
And are there commonalities among these stories, do you think?
I don't. I actually think they are so widely diverse. You know, there's everything from someone who married a man and 20 years later became a woman and they stayed married to, you know, I married the guy next door and we knew each other since we were two. I mean, there are just a wide variety of things that seem to work for people.
And some really odd circumstances, like the couple that met in a head-on collision.
Head-on collision. Someone paid for someone else's toll on the Bay Bridge, and that was, he thought she was cute, paid the money, and they talked on the other side of the bridge. Someone else met someone in casual carpool.
So you never know.
You never know when
it's going
to happen. Yeah. It's amazing the amount of ways people meet.
Now, you have described yourself as perennially single. So is it kind of a torture in a way to be writing about other people's relationships?
Not at all. I don't get saddened by it at all. I find it incredibly interesting. And every time I go out, I learn something.
What insights have you gotten from all these couples?
I think a lot of the successful couples seems to me that they want the same kind of life. It comes down to like, yeah, you can have that spark and you can see each other through a crowded room. And sometimes that is actually someone says, I got introduced to somebody and that moment I knew I was going to spend the rest of my life. Now, that kind of thing I've never had. So it's like baffling and interesting.
The whole love at first sight.
Love at first sight. But also then, you know, there does seem to be something like we want the same kind of life. What do we want to do every night? And what do we value? And that becomes kind of interesting when you start interviewing people that have been in arranged marriages, because I had a lot of preconceptions about what that was like. And I've interviewed several over the last few years of people who have been arranged. And I find that really interesting because a lot of times, you know what they want. They know it's going to make them happy. And then they are happy.
I made an assumption at the beginning, which is that people who are single aren't happy, which is not really
true at
all.
Yeah, not so happy. not so true. I'm sorry.
Not so true.
Yeah.
So I'm just wondering, as people read these columns, what do you imagine goes through their minds? Is it, oh, I wish I had a relationship like that, or gee, that's a bunch of phony baloney, or you know, what do you hear back from readers?
Well, I hear a lot back from readers. Actually, that's my Sunday morning. Often is to scary look on the gate and see what the online response is, and also to look in my inbox. Like we get a lot of the same people every week, really angry that we're running these columns, and I think, well, don't read them. Or people who are like, I'm really sad. I'm not on the couch with my person. And, you know, the most common thing that keeps coming up in my inbox, which is sort of enough already, is going back to your high school boyfriend. And especially with Facebook and everything we have now, that's just happening. Everyone's like, you're not going to believe this. I'm like, I wouldn't, except for I have 20 of those that came in today.
It fuels those fantasies,
yeah,
doesn't it?
It's the fantasy, but it's also interesting to me. Like, what is it that when you were young and sort of maybe open and didn't have so many prejudices, what did you find attractive about someone? And why is that still attractive? And why is that fresh or maybe someone you wouldn't pick now?
Well, there's always the interest, too, of the path not taken.
Yeah. Or why or when. Timing is everything. There's all kinds of things that you learn doing this work.
Louise Rafkin, she writes the On the Couch column for the San Francisco Chronicle. She's also the author of several books, including Other People's Dirt, A Housekeeper's Curious Adventures. Louise, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Scott.
You can read some of Louise's On the Couch columns. Just look for the link at our website, californiareport.org.